83 Woodland Street was the site of the Goodwin Castle and several notable Goodwins. James Goodwin was born in Hartford in 1803 at his family's home, the Goodwin Tavern, at the corner of Albany and Irving Streets. The tavern was a stop on the stagecoach line between Hartford and Albany, and it led to James's first job at the Morgan Tavern, itself a stop on the stagecoach line between New York and Boston. Morgan's Tavern was run by Joseph Morgan, whose son was Junius Morgan and grandson J. Pierpont Morgan. Joseph's daughter Lucy married James Goodwin. James eventually became an agent for the line, and then its proprietor, and he would come to control the lucrative postal contracts for Connecticut. James correctly guessed that the railroads would put him out of business, and between 1835 and 1840, he completely divested himself from his stagecoach business. He did some farming on Farmington Avenue. He got involved in insurance as president of Connecticut Mutual Life Insurance Company and a director of Hartford Fire Insurance Company. He bought a lot of real estate, and in 1872, he began construction of his new home here at the corner of Woodland and Asylum, the Goodwin Castle. The Goodwin Castle was considered the largest house built in Hartford at the time, and as it was under construction, it became something of a local attraction, with people walking around the interior of the house, the construction site, at their leisure. Finished in 1873, the house cost $400,000 to build, almost $10.5 million today. Goodwin lived in the house until his death in 1878. James Junius Goodwin was James Goodwin's son. He left Hartford in 1859 to find his way in business and entered a business partnership with his cousin, J.P. Morgan. That business became Drexel Morgan & Company, the predecessor of J.P. Morgan Chase. James Junius retired from active business in 1871 and returned to Hartford following the death of his father in 1878. He formed a partnership with his brother Francis to manage his father's extensive real estate holdings, and he lived here in the Goodwin Castle until his death in 1915. At some point after James Junius Goodwin's death, the family sold the Goodwin Castle to the Aetna Fire Insurance Company, with the stipulation that James Junius's wife Josephine would be allowed to use the castle until her death. She maintained the castle, mostly as her summer residence, until her death in 1939, at which point Aetna Fire finally took title. But by then they had bought an office building downtown, so they had no real need for the castle at that point. The house was demolished in May 1940. The parlor, however, survives in the Wadsworth Athenaeum. Josephine's nephew, Charles Goodwin, was on the board of the Athenaeum at this time. The site was not occupied again until 1956, when the current building, now the Classical Magnet School, was constructed for the Factory Insurance Association.